From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area. The Iraqi military is on high alert. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had crowded the streets in front of the country's parliament building and had gathered in what is known as Celebration Square. VOA's Sharon Bain is covering the demonstrations.
This is the first time that protesters have actually been able to come in and actually do sit-ins inside the international zone where the foreign embassies are and where the ministers have their homes. So this is quite dramatic. I think there's a lot of tension right now in the city, but no one is quite sure what's going to happen next.
By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Geneva Sunday in a bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart. Syrian government forces have intensified their attacks, especially in Syria's largest city, Aleppo. Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters in Geneva.
The United Nations Security Council resolution calls for a full countrywide cessation, and also for all of the country to be accessible for humanitarian assistance.
John Kerry. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday killed at least two police officers. At least 22 people were wounded in the blast. Turkish media quoted the local governor as saying many of those wounded are police officers. There was no immediate indication as to who carried out that attack. Check our website for more information on these and other stories, voanews.com. This is VOA News.